It is 10:06 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. If you want to join in our conversation, you can. That is 437-1620. It is Friday. It's the end of the week. We're getting there. And also, if you or someone you know owns a business, maybe a business professional, want to be on Pep Talk with me, give us a call. 262-6000. Be happy to talk to you. I have the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs with me today. I have Virginia Page and Lynn Manthai. They're both former presidents of the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, and they serve on the board of directors. You might have heard of the Garden Center at 1850 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. I know you have something fun coming up this weekend, the Secret Garden Tour.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyone can see the front porch and see all the front of your yard, but this is an exclusive of what is in the backyard. And so we're inviting people in Pensacola to come out and see five beautiful gardens and what is going on in the backyard.
Absolutely. And I want to talk first of all, Virginia, you were a teacher for 30 years at Pensacola High School.
Yes, I was.
Wow. And what did you teach?
I taught economics, American government, anything in the social studies area.
Very cool. I'm sure you would have many stories throughout the years.
Oh, I would. I could take all day.
Oh, we might need you back on. That'd be fun.
Thank you.
And so what they're talking about is they're going to have a secret garden tour. And like you said, it's self-guided, correct?
Yes, it is.
It's self-guided. So
rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
$15 per ticket.
Okay.
And three in East Hill, one in Warrington, and one right across the Escambia Bridge on I-10, and that is an orchid grower.
Ooh.
Full of orchids. That's all he has is orchids, and he's president of our Greater Pensacola Orchid Society. Mm-hmm. And has opened his greenhouse and pool and area. We're
nice.
Thrilled with that.
So you can't see that without this ticket, correct? Because it's in the back. So you can see
correct.
The front, but this ticket is for you to go in the back, and that's why it's a secret, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. That's mainly your backyard, your secret
yeah.
garden.
I love it. That's great. And so I was talking to Virginia before the show, and we were talking about what a leisure day this might be. Like, go check out the houses, go to lunch, enjoy checking out all of the secret gardens. I think it's going to be great. And this is tomorrow, correct?
10 yes. to 4 tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Sunday,
10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. May 21st. It is 12 to 4. There are a few tickets available at each garden. But the tickets we're mainly selling from our garden center, 1850 North 9th Avenue. We are open today 10 to 4. We're open tomorrow 10 to 4, Saturday. We're not open at the garden center on Sunday. You'll have to get one of the to the gardens and buy a ticket there. All over town there are green and white secret garden tour signs, and it will guide you to
okay.
an address. There's Gonzales, mm-hmm. DeSoto, Cross Street, those are, and then Edgewater Drive, mm-hmm. Bio Chico, and I can't think of the orchid guy's
That's
address.
Okay, because when they get it, they're going to get a guide
right.
when they get the ticket, right?
Rain or
shine. Ticket and a guide and directions to each of the gardens.
Fun. So make a date of it. Make
Absolutely.
A day of it. It could be you with your significant other, or you're with your mom, your sister, whoever, your best friend. Make a day of it. Go get a ticket. It's a tour. Go around town. Maybe eat some lunch at the leisure club.
Children
you know?
Under 12 are free.
Okay.
And it is rain or shine.
Perfect. Sounds great. And so what you would do is you go over to the garden center, purchase your ticket, and they'll give you that tour guide. And you said it's $15, correct?
Exactly.
That is 1850 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. Their phone number is 432-6095. If you're just now tuning in, it's a Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Virginia Page and Lynn Manthai with the Garden Center, Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs. So I want to touch base real quick with our listeners is that you do not sell flowers at the Garden Center.
No, we are not an established
Google. We're in Google for somehow, and people will call and say, do you have a native azalea for sale? No, we teach. We have classes. Mm-hmm. We have 11 garden circles. We meet there at the garden center the fourth week of the month. Mm-hmm. We Monday through Friday, there's 11 different circles that meet there different times the last week of the month, and they all have programs, and you can learn how to make a compost pile.
Cool.
Or you can learn how to plant a daffodil, or we have a lot of new members from the north and the west that now they've moved here, and they come in and say, how do you grow stuff in sand?
Because very good idea. Very good question. I mean because it's hard to grow stuff here. I know Virginia and I were talking about memberships, and we're talking about you have an educational event, I guess, in February. And because Florida gardens are so unique, and it's so hard to grow things here sometimes, right? Is this
exactly
an educational time for them to learn?
Yes, February. It's always the week of Valentine's week. This year was Valentine's Day, and we had a record crowd. Wonderful. We feed you snacks for breakfast. We feed you lunch, the 9 to 3, and there's breakout sessions. So if you don't want to learn about a compost pile, you might want to learn about a rain barrel, mm-hmm. or you might want to learn about native grasses or native plants or pollinators. This year was highly successful, just fabulous. Then we have our tour of tables come up in March, and we have a preview night on a Tuesday night. It's always about the third week in March, and then we have a luncheon the next day. We decorate tables from different themes all over the world. Virginia is one of our fabulous table decorators.
Really, Virginia?
She is wonderful.
Oh, I might need to see this.
She won't brag about herself, but I will.
So for this event, people will bring in their china. They get their own table to decorate, and then you have a dinner for them.
We have a luncheon.
A luncheon. Okay, very fun.
That's one of our fundraisers.
It's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Okay, and to do all this, you kind of need to be a member, right?
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Our membership is only $30 a year. That gets you membership into our local federation, the district, the state of Florida, Deep South, which is 5 states, and the National Garden Club, too.
Very nice. And so they would need to go to the Garden Center to apply for that membership, correct?
Yes. And our memberships, we start up in August, but they're due. The membership fee is due by the 1st of June.
Okay.
And you can also pay your $30 and go to, for example, Monday morning at 10 a.m. Bud and Bloom Garden Circle meeting. But if you want to join Pine Glaze or a Daylily Garden Club, because some of your friends are in there, you don't have to pay $30 again.
Okay, so it's just one time.
That circle, too.
Very cool. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so, that's the membership's $30. There's 10 different circles. They're all different. Garden circles, I should say, about, different ways to plant different flowers, or maybe it's, like you said, a compost, things like that. They have an educational event in February. That's really fun and engaging. And they have artistic tables. You bring your fine china, your silverware, you do tablescapes. They have a luncheon. That's in March. All of it sounds absolutely amazing. This is the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, the Garden Center on 1850 North 9th Avenue. I have Virginia Page and Lynn Manthai with me, former presidents of the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, and they serve on the board of directors. If you would need more information, you can give them a call also, 432-6095. You can join this conversation. If you have a question for them, maybe about the Secret Garden Tour tomorrow, 437-1620. So let's talk a little bit more about how you stay open all year.
Well, we also manage our building and keep it open by using it as a venue.
Absolutely.
And we rent it out, and it's wonderful. And the most wonderful thing about it is that it is very, very private. It is in a beautiful part of town. The other thing is that there's plenty of parking. right close to the venue so that you don't have your grandmother walking down the street six blocks to get to venue.
Mm-hmm.
So we think it is a beautiful place, and that's how we stay open. That's how we manage our $1 million building, is by renting out our venue.
Okay.
And so we invite the public to come and see our building and look at what we have to offer.
And our office hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 2, and Wednesday, 2 to 6. We'll be glad to give you tours. We would strongly suggest, since we're getting so busy, that you please call us at 850-432-6095. Please call us before you come.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to say prices on the air or anything, but very reasonable.
Oh.
Very reasonable for an event. You have all the parking. Nothing else is happening on the property. You can rent it for 16 hours, and you can have food. And we were talking before the show, and it's like generational.
Yes.
So tell me
we
about that.
We have many that it's the fourth generation of marriages that have been celebrated there. The great-grandmother married there, the grandmother, the mother, and now we're having the young daughter who's
nice.
Coming on.
Nice! How exciting.
So it's a well-respected, beautiful venue that's been around since 1962.
And you told me a little snippet of, since 1962, you've never failed a health audit.
Absolutely never. Not. You know, so many of the restaurants and venues do fail and will be... lose their commission for a couple of days. But we've never, since 1962, and we're very proud of that fact.
And we do have a commercial kitchen. We have a six-burner gas stove that all of the caterers, the chefs come in there. They love it. They just love, and it's easy. We have a loading dock. They can back their trucks back up, which a lot of places the caterers have to carry or dolly all their stuff. We're just, it's so easy. Caterers just love us.
And it's that time of year you're getting busy because you're scheduling for the wedding season, which is usually in the fall here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is in the summer too, but I feel like the fall here, people are like, it's maybe a tiny bit less hot.
And we're booking into 2024.
Are you already?
I just took one not too long ago.
Oh, very cool. And for more information about the self-guided tour, a membership for the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, or you want to rent out a space, which sounds absolutely amazing for your event, you can go head on over to 1850 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. It is the Garden Center. 432-6095. If you have a question, you want to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. I have Virginia Page, Lynn Manthai with me. They're former presidents of the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, and they serve on the board of directors. Miss Virginia was a teacher at Pensacola High School for 30 years.
Yes.
Long time, and now she gets to do something fun, right?
Very short time. I'm telling you, it just flew by. But I love teaching, and so that was... That was my claim to fame. I loved it.
Absolutely. We're going to let's review a little bit for our listeners that are just tuning in. We have a secret garden tour, correct? It starts tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And what are the hours for that?
Well, tomorrow will be 10 to 4.
10 to 4
10
on
in
Sunday.
The morning is when the gardens will open. 4 in the afternoon, of course, they'll close. Then we're going to give everybody an opportunity to go to church on Sunday. But then after church services are over, after you've had lunch, then you can continue your tour from 12 or noon to 4 o'clock.
The $15 tickets are good for both days.
I was just about to ask that. Yes.
We, if you want to see 2 on Saturday and... 3 on Sunday or whatever you do, those tickets are good Saturday and Sunday.
And that's the benefit of a self-guided tour. You can start with garden number 3 and go to garden number 4, or start with 1 and go to 5. So you pick your route.
And you can buy tickets at the gardens. There's East DeSoto.
Oh, you can buy tickets at the place where you're seeing the garden?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
The first 3 of the gardens will run right down 17th Avenue.
Okay.
From north, from Cervantes. And the signs are out, and you're certainly welcome to come and buy tickets there.
Okay.
But really better if you come to the Garden Center. And if you have any questions to ask, we'll be glad to vent them at that time. Thank you.
We've had a great response. At the printers, as we speak, in 2 hours, we're picking up another batch of books and tickets.
Oh, fun. Okay,
we
great.
We have enough to last us while we're here mm-hmm. at the Garden Center. It just opened at 10 o'clock. There are uh-huh. two lovely ladies there that'll help out. Another former president is there, and another board member is there. And they have great information. If you want to join a garden club, they'll help you do that,
okay.
too.
Absolutely. And like she said, you need to head on over. And it's a self-guided tour, so you do it at your own leisurely pace. You know, it's a tour that, they give you a tour guide that will yes. give you directions so you can find the different locations. And it's secret because it's in the back, so you can't see it from the front, right?
Exactly.
So you can only get it in there if you have a ticket. This is fun. And so they buy tickets over at the Garden Center, 1850 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. Their phone number is 432-6095. They are the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, but the building is the Garden Center.
Yes, that's
where
right.
they do not sell flowers.
No,
so
they
don't
do.
Call.
We do not. Right, exactly.
Because we learn about flowers.
We learn about gardening, and we'll teach you about gardening, but we do not sell individual plants.
I thought that right away. I thought this entire time you were a place that's before I talked to Lynn, you know, and everything, I really thought it was a place where you sold flowers. And so,
and if anybody out there knows how we can get our name off of Google that we do sell flowers, that would be a great help, but we can't seem to,
can't figure it out, huh?
No.
I can't help you with that one. And also, we were talking about memberships, how to become a member. They have 10 different circles. All the circles are different. So, like you said, kind of refresh about what these circles are.
They have a program each. They meet August through May each year. Each circle meets the last week of the month. And they each have programs. So there's, and then we do have affiliate. We have Bonsai Society. We have the Greater Pensacola Orchid Society. We have the Pensacola Camellia Club meets there.
And also the dog fanciers meet there.
Really? Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. Those are all affiliate clubs, and they meet once a month there too. So you can call the office and get all kind of information.
Very good. And then in February, they have an event on how to grow in Florida, because Florida, we know, is unique. It's not as easy to grow like you would be in some other state, you know. But
exactly.
here it has a lot of different soil, sand, things like that. They can help you out with growing, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's in February. And then in March, they have artistic tables, which I think is great. Virginia, I want to see your table for sure. You bring your fine china, your silverware, and then you decorate your own table. And they your own tablescape, and then you have a luncheon, correct?
Exactly.
And this is all part of the membership.
Right. And we have on Tuesday night, I go to the wholesalers in Baldwin County and drag my grown son with me in his two trucks. And we bring in flowers to sell. So we do sell
okay.
on the Tuesday night before the Wednesday luncheon. It's always the third week in March.
Okay.
And we do. But the public can come to that on Tuesday night. Public okay. is invited. Wednesday, public is invited, but those tickets sell fast.
I bet.
We only have like 120, 130 tickets to sell for the luncheon, and they are just snapped up. They're gone. So you have to... But everything we do, public is invited.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to be a member to do that. You can
no.
just buy a ticket to come, because it is a fundraiser, correct?
Correct.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And then they also have a ballroom, a rent space mm-hmm. for you for your wedding, for maybe
8 a.m. until 12 midnight, mm-hmm. which is 16 hours. You don't get that. We've heard. We've mm-hmm. been told. We don't call the other venues and ask, mm-hmm. but we've been told that's the longest amount of hours that anybody lets them in. And then we have a half a day special. If you rent from us on Saturday, half a day on Friday is a special, and the event planners love that because they can come in and decorate.
Oh, yeah.
And then the bride is not nervous walking in on Saturday because she's been there since 8 o'clock decorating mm-hmm. or helping. So we do have if you rent on Saturday, you get a real special deal for Friday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to call to find out.
Yes.
That's 432-6095. They are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 4. And nope. What is it?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And then on Wednesdays?
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
And that's to get all the people who are working. You know, they can come in after their jobs and
but now this week, it's Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4 for the Secret Garden tour only.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the normal hours we just discussed.
Right.
Absolutely. If you need more information, give them a call. Maybe you missed something. Or head on over to News Radio 92.3 after the show. This is a podcast. We will upload it. They'll be able to listen to it all over again if they need to get all the information they need. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I am here with Virginia Page and Lynn Manthai with the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs, the Garden Center at 1850 North 9th Avenue. They're having a secret garden tour this weekend. It is Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
You can head on over there and get your tickets today. They are $15 and it's secret. What's in the backyard? Right?
Exactly.
It's different every time. That's just exciting. And it's at your own leisure. So like you've said, maybe on Sunday, go to church, eat some lunch. Let's go check out some gardens. I think that's a really fun way to end your Sunday. Nice, relaxing time. Also, if you want to join their membership, it is $30 for the year. So that's not bad at all.
No.
No.
I mean, that's actually really cheap, right? So $30 for the year. And you can get educated on what you want to grow. Maybe like give me some things that y'all talk about.
We do have a website, too.
Okay.
PensacolaGardenCenter.com.
There we go.
We're in the middle of revamping that. We have a new web administrator.
Designer, yeah.
Designer, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It all works.
I'm IT challenged by choice.
That's what she told me. I'm IT challenged by choice. It's okay.
But we also, a lot of master gardeners belong to our garden circles. And they just are so informative. They are just great on helping us with programs. I think every circle has at least. And then we have flower show judges. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of judges that judge all across the country. Mm-hmm. We have our new state president of the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs, Tina Tuttle. She is from Pensacola. Her mother, Leona Venatazzi, was in the garden club with my mother. So garden club members, we're on our second and third generations for that too.
That's really neat. And how long have y'all been a part of it?
I've been a member about 20 years. I retired teaching in 1996 and decided that I wanted to give something back to the Garden Center because they've been very kind to us in education by allowing us to use their facility. And so that's when I came over and decided I knew nothing about gardening. Mm-hmm. I walked in and I said, well, maybe you would let me work in the office or give you the benefit of what time I have. And so that's how I got started there. And I've been there about 25 years.
Awesome. What about you, Lynn?
I've been around. My mother was a member for her garden club. Magnolia Garden Club was started in 1947.
Oh,
and
wow.
I hate to admit it, but I did go to some of those early meetings, but I will tell you, I'm not that old, but I am.
Oh, you don't look it. I can promise you that.
Don't do the math. But mother was a federation. She was very active. They raised the money to build that building and open it up in 1962. Mother was a flower show judge. She judged all over the country.
Very good.
And what a lot of people don't understand is that when those ladies built that building, this is the thing that impresses me, they had no credit background because all the credit background was established in the husbands, with the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had to come up with $80,000 to get started on that building. And they got out, they worked, and got it. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to borrow money on the $80,000 that they already had.
Very
in there.
Good. Very good.
So it's
good.
A beautiful building, and you know, it's one of those historic buildings in Pensacola. It's been there a long time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. You can head on over to the PensacolaGardenCenter.com. They have all the information you need coming up. It's Frisky Friday. So let's see if we have a little puppy or kitty coming in here. And again, if you're a business owner, know of anyone like to join me, 262-6000.